I want to do with a confession of sin on offended and offense. Our reading will be from Matthew 18, verses 15 to 17. I'll begin reading. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear you, then tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. So here we find, in Jesus' own words, the process that we are to do when someone offends us. If someone offends you, you are to go to your brother personally, in private. Then the imperative here is, you go. That's singular. And if he doesn't listen to you, then that's when you get continue the process. The next scripture reading deals with offending someone. And that's Matthew 5, verses 23 and 24. So it says, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, or someone you have offended, he says to leave, and therefore, before the altar, leave your gift before the altar, go back your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Okay, so here's the seriousness of this. Jesus is pointing it out that if you've traveled, say, from Galilee to Jerusalem, 70 miles, 2.5 days, all right, that if you get there and you remember you've offended someone, you leave it at the altar, you go back and reconcile, and then you come back. So, I mean, imagine driving from here to California and having to go back. Yeah, it's, but anyways, continue in Proverbs 19:11. It says, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression. So when someone offends us, we try to overlook it. If we don't follow this process, we can make the offender offended. So Proverbs 18:19 says, a brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle. So it's easier to defeat a walled city than it is to fix a brother that's been offended. So why are we to overlook these offenses? Because John 13:34 tells us, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And that's a really hard commandment. You know, Christ loved us so much that he suffered and died on the cross for us. And we should do the same for everyone else. So let's pray. Father in heaven, you've given us such a gift to be part of your family and fellow members of the body of Christ. Help us to maintain and preserve the unity we have in Christ by doing as you've commanded us, to go to the person who's offended us and to seek to be reconciled. Help us to overcome our own anger and frustrations. Help us when we are the offending person, to be willing to listen and ask for forgiveness so we can be reconciled together, so that you might be glorified in all things. In your son's name, amen.